CFRC FM.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC broadcast from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, February 19th. I'm Skylar James.
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
Oh, it works! Your host of Sky's the Limit, the weekly radio show, where every week we come to you with a different genre, a different theme based on the weather or the time of year. I am live in studio today, and for the first time ever, we're doing a remote live show. Abby is at home for reading week.
I'm also live, but I'm live from my bedroom.
Whoa, fancy. We got like, I ran in here. I was just home as well. I just drove from like north of Newmarket in. I got here at like 5:45 and I was like, I felt like one of those like guys in the chair of like a spy movie. I had like four screens open. I'm like hacking into the Zoom call, trying to set up iTunes on my computer. Hey, listen, and we did it.
And here we are. This is how dedicated we are to you.
This is how dedicated we are. Abby coming to you live from their basement. I'm coming to you live from the basement of Carruthers Hall. Anyways, it's kind of fitting that we're separated tonight, because it's the anti-Valentine's Day show. Heartbreak songs. I don't know. I just was like, Abby, do you want to do a Valentine's Day love song show? And Abby was like, absolutely. I think we should totally do that. And then I was like, can I do heartbreak songs, please? Please?
Absolutely. I think we should totally do that.
That's exactly the reaction that you should have. So I'm also coming off of a flu. Abby, talk for a second.
So, yeah, I hope that everybody out there is not heartbroken right now, but you can pretend you are to get into these songs. Also, I think like the love songs, these are some that Skylar thinks of as heartbreak songs, but it'll be interesting to see what you think the top heartbreak songs are and whether you agree or disagree.
Yeah, sorry, I have like an iPad kid cough right now. It's like the worst. This first song I actually put on the playlist for Abby. I've been obsessed with it. There's gonna be a running theme this show of I saw a like Instagram video edit to this song and now I'm obsessed with it. And that's what happened with this song. It wasn't on Instagram, it was on Twitter, but same thing. But I've wanted to play it for weeks now, and I keep asking Abby, can we play this song? Can we play this song? Can we play this song? And it hasn't fit anywhere. So I'm playing it tonight, but it's a band that Abby has gotten me to listen to. We're gonna start off our heartbreak anti-Valentine's Day week. The Cure, Pictures of You.
Thank you.
coming apart at the seams. Pitching myself leads in other people's dreams. Now buzz, buzz, buzz. Doc, there's a hole where something was. Doc, there's a hole where something was.
Of Water Buffaloes, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. I've been on like a big Fall Out Boy kick recently. I don't know. I've just been listening to a lot of Fall Out Boy, and so I wanted to play a Fall Out Boy song. What did you think of that one, Abby?
It sounded like Fall Out Boy.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it. I don't know, my emo roots. The only time I ever saw Fall Out Boy live was for their Mania tour in 2017, I want to say, because I was a Fall Out Boy fan when I was like a kid, because I was quite young when they were at like their peak. But that's from, how do you pronounce the album? Foie la deux? I can't speak French. How do you pronounce that?
That was really good. I can't see the album title.
It's the name of the new Joker movie too. Folie de. Anyways, I think it's a great Fall Out Boy album. That song is technically written about Pete Wentz and Patrick Stump, the bassist, and Patrick Stump, the lead singer of Fall Out Boy, their sort of friendship. But I think it's, you know, a song about a tumultuous, or how Pete Wentz feels about their friendship, but not all good, and he feels like he's a sort of a burden. So I put that on the heartbreak playlist. And we're gonna continue with more emo.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of heartbreak lined up for you.
All kinds of heartbreak, but for right now, we're doing more emo because, I mean, I picked the playlist, so how could I not? My Chemical Romance, I Don't Love You. Kretzky there, Pink in the Night. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, the Heartbreak Song Special. Did you like my transition between I Don't Love You by My Chemical Romance and Pink in the Night by Mitski, Abby?
I liked it. I'm here for it. who would have thought? Only on the Heartbreak show on Sky's the Limit.
Exactly. These songs that I put on this playlist are very like, have you ever seen that meme of like, you know, just lying like face up on the ground, spread out?
Like in the rain.
In the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what these songs feel like to me. Or that meme of that girl with her hand in the pool.
Yeah, you did that when you got into Sunbleached Flies by Ethel Kane. Yeah. You put that song to that image.
Also, the day that I listened to You the Ocean by The Wilderness all day, I listened to that song for 8 hours straight. That's what these songs all make me feel like. Are they necessarily heartbreak? I tried to do it. Pink in the Night to me is heartbreak, 100%. It's yearning for something that you once had. I've talked to some people before that think Pink in the Night is a love song.
That's interesting. I feel like you can kind of argue that for a lot of Mitski songs, though.
I think
it depends on what you take from it. Like, yeah, you could either see it as a loving sort of gesture of almost like obsessive connection to someone, right?
Yeah.
And needing it so bad, or you could look at it from a distance from, as you're saying, a torn apart from someone.
Yeah, I think so. That was another Instagram edit song where I'd listened to it before, but then there was a really good Our Flag Means Death edit to it.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah. Abby knows what I'm talking about. That came out after season one, and it just totally reframed the song for me. But I'm going to backtrack a little bit to our Staring at the Ceiling. I think this song here is the most like staring at the ceiling song that we have on the playlist. I'm not going to give it any intro. I'm just going to play it because I feel like that's the meanest thing I can do. Frank Ocean here, White Ferrari.
Bad luck to talk on these rides. Mine on the road. Your dilated eyes, watch the clouds float. White Ferrari, had a good time. 16, how was I supposed to know?
And you know anything?
I let you out at Central. I didn't care to state the plane. Kept my mouth closed. We're both so familiar. White Ferrari.
Stick by, close by me. You were fine. You were fine. As this is slow by. Left when I forget to speak. So I text the speech, lesser speeds, Texas speed, yes. Basic takes its toll on me, eventually, yes. On me, eventually, yes.
I care for you still, and I will forever. That was my part of the deal, honest. We got so familiar. Spending each day of the year. White Ferrari. Good times. In this life. In this life. Too many years of tears to eyelids on a facelift. Mind over matter is magic. I do magic.
you think about it, you just hold on. No time is
dimension. You say we're small and not worth the mention. You're tired of moving, your body's aching. We could vacate, there's places to go. Clearly this is it. All that there is, can't take what's been given. But we're so okay here, we're doing fine. Primal and naked, you dream of one that hold us in prison. It's just a skull, that's what they call it, and we're free to fall. My face could have been the fall jacket, man, it could have been anything. But next to you, I hand over my glasses, get wasted on the school bus, look all of my classes. Next to you, I cower to my demons, ignore all my feelings, probably break my seat.
Show me the eyes, so I'd really know just what it looks like. There was the end. I couldn't find, found too late.
There with Sorry, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Doty featuring a little bit of the next upcoming show, because I accidentally pressed play on the show after us. That's sort of the saddest that we get during this night of heartbreak songs. I just wanted to point that out. But I kind of needed to put White Ferrari beside Sorry.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Just to make everyone... No, go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm just looking at the rest of the playlist. That's why I was delayed. But yeah, I agree. I'm excited for the rest, though. I like everything else that's coming up. So
yeah, I had to play a little bit of Frank Ocean. I wanted to do sort of a more Frank Ocean leaning show, but too many of the songs that I wanted to play were explicit, so it just didn't work. And so I snuck some Frank Ocean in here, and I was trying to think of a song that went with White Ferrari, the beauty that that song is. And I was like trying to think of songs that make me sad. And I think the song that makes me, or one of the songs that make me the most sad ever, is Sorry by Dodie. Yeah, that's really all I have for that part. If you cried, sorry.
By Dodie.
Yeah, by Dodie. Hey, that's the song title. We're going to continue on here. I'm going to talk about, what show is this song from, Abby?
Oh, it's from this show. I don't know. I heard about it once or whatever. It's called Our Flag Means Death.
We're going back. It all comes back to Our Flag Means Death. This song was in that show. If you know what that show is, congratulations. If you don't, just look it up. Give it a watch. Give it a watch. Too many of our song choices that we play just every week relate back to this show. But this next song was actually in the show. And it was a band that I had never heard of at that time. And then I gave them a little Google search, and turns out they're Canadian.
Whoa,
that's crazy. So by Timber here, this is Run From Me.
Run from me, darling. You better run for your life. Run from me, baby. Run, my good wife. Run from me, baby. You better run for your life. And each time I see you, I contemplate what I love most of all, your swinging gaze. Run from me, darling. Run, my good wife. Run from me, darling. You better run for your life. Run, 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 run. Oh,
make the most when I have to hear the day. It's when I have to hear the day. I'm a wreck. I'm a lonesome wreck. Lonely as I can be. A thousand leagues under the sea. You're never gonna find me. It's not the gold in my belly that's holding me down. The water that I'm under weighs a million pounds. I'm a wreck. I'm a hopeless wreck. Well, hoping ain't worked for me since 1883. You're never gonna find me. It's not the gold in my belly that's holding me down. The water that I'm on the way is a million pounds. Never gonna find me. It's not the gold in my belly that's holding me down. The water that I'm on the way is a million pounds. I'm a wreck. I'm an old shipwreck. Sailing down the coast trying to make the most. So when I had to hit the day, so when I had to hit the day.
Jeremy Albino there with Shipwreck, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM, the Heartbreak Songs Anti-Valentine's Day special. Jeremy Albino, Canadian artist.
The Heartbreak Songs Anti-Valentine's Day special slash also kind of become about pirates.
Okay, yeah. Slash also kind of become about these fictional slash fictional based on real life pirates.
I think what we're just learning is that Skylar sees a heartbreak through the show and edits of the show.
Well, it's that, but also... what I was talking, we were talking during the break earlier, and it's that, but also a lot of the heartbreak songs that were already heartbreak songs in my life, I then sort of like attributed
associated
to,
with the show, yeah,
associated with the show. And we have this giant playlist. How long is it now? Like 9 hours.
Yeah, I think it's 9 hours, and we haven't edited it in a while. There's more we could probably add.
Yeah, and it goes through like all of the feelings of these pirates. But season one ended on heartbreak, and there was a big gap between season one and season two, which is why. Mm-hmm. So many of the songs that we relate to that show are heartbreak songs.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. But that one is one of my favorites from Jeremy Albino. Was that his first song he ever released? I think so,
yeah.
I think. It was a single released in 2019, and now he's kind of taking the Americana world by storm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Big Jeremy Albino fan, as I've sort of previously discussed. Another Canadian band that I'm a big fan of, featuring actually a CFRC host, an old CFRC host. He used to host in the 90s, I want to say. Andrew Shaver has a band called Clever Hopes. Their first album that came out in 2022 is called Artifact, and he wrote it after a breakup. When, you know, the breakup happened, he went to Australia and wrote this album. I think it's one of the best breakup albums of all time. One of my favorite songs from it, Clever Hope's Now We Burn.
Turn, you gotta walk away. 'Cause there comes a time when there's nothing left to say. Turn, you gotta walk away.
Together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Yeah, it does. Listen to our favorite song playing on the radio. Hear the DJ say he loves a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? And I know that you'd be here right now if I just could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like a knife that cuts you, heals, but the scar, that scar saved our love that night if I had known what to say. Instead of making love, we both made our separate ways. And now I heard you got somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. And to hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess it ever rose. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Noah Reed, Every Rose Has Its Thorn, and you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That is obviously a cover by Noah Reed, which, if I'm going to be a little controversial here, I like better than the original.
Whoa. Poison's going to come for you now.
They're literally going to come for me. Abby clearly doesn't like it better than the original.
Oh, no, I think it's good. I don't know. I think that's one of those songs that everybody does it in a little bit of a different way. So Yeah. It's whatever version you like.
I think I really like it as a country song. Mm-hmm. Every cowboy sings a sad, sad song.
Yeah, I think it's
song.
Kind of... Well, we were talking about it, actually, ironically, in class a couple days ago. I don't think we thought about that it was on the playlist, but we were saying how it was kind of maybe that 80s attempt to fuse country and rock. Kind of leading into everything. So,
yeah. You just told me a story about when you saw that song live.
Oh, yeah. So I saw Poison a couple years ago. Shout out to my mom, who was also there. She'll remember this. And the lead singer came out in a cowboy hat, I believe, and... stood at the front of the stage and whipped out a harmonica out of his back pocket and then began a harmonica solo that continued on and on and on for like almost 7 minutes. And I love harmonica, as we've discussed, but I remember looking over to the people around me going, what is actually happening right now? and then we heard Every Rose and Has Its Thorn, and there were candles projected. Skylar, there were candles projected all in the back, just like the ones you did in Capsule. That's what it beautiful. Looked like. And yeah, that was my experience with that song.
Well, the times that I've seen Noah Reed, he's yet to play that cover, but the cover did come out after I saw him live the last time, so we'll see if he starts to play it live and if there's candles projected in the back. if you've been listening closely, you might be able to hear the next song that we're going to be playing, and the song that we're going to end on today, I think, from the King of Yearning. Would you say he's the King of Yearning?
I think that's fair. This album, woo.
Exactly, this album, woo. Hope you enjoyed our heartbreak anti-Valentine's Day episode. We'll be back here next week live with another great show for you. Jeff Buckley is going to take us out here from his album Grace. Lover, you should come over.
And too old to just break free. Sometimes a man gets carried away. He feels like he should be having his fun, but much too blind to see the damage he's done. Sometimes a man must wait to find that really he has no one. So I wait for you, and I'll burn. Will I ever see your sweet return? Oh, will I ever learn? Oh, 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 lover, you should have gone over. It's not too late.
Is made. The open window lets the rain in. Burning in the corner is the only one that dreams he had you with him. My body turns and yearns for a sleep that won't. Against her, and
Bruce Kuwabara celebrated Canadian architect and the mind behind Agnes Reimagined, the new home of the Agnes Etherington Art Center, is this year's Francis K. Smith Lecturer in Canadian Art. In his talk, Catalyzing Change, Kuwabara presents several recent projects that explore the themes of art and community and the insights he gained working on Agnes Reimagined. Join us on Thursday, March 20th at 6 p.m. in Grant Hall for this exciting event. Tickets are free, but please register by visiting agnes.queensu.ca.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9.